Here on North Canterbury's Compass FM. We're in the studio now with RSA Kaipoi President Neil Price. Hello, Neil.
It's nice to be here and good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yes.
And your listeners.
Thank you very much for popping in. So, of course, this is the big week, isn't it, for the Kaipoi? Well, for all RSAs,
all
I guess.
All RSAs.
Tell us a little bit about the poppy month that we're going through.
Over the last couple of years, they've extended tomorrow's poppy day, but we've bought it and extended it out to a month. So everything started on the 1st of April, and there's TV advertising, radio advertising, and there are paper advertising on how you can get the poppy, where it goes, what it's used for, and all that sort of material. And it's been expanded to a month. And normally, for instance, tomorrow's poppy day, but a lot of firms that I know personally have asked us to come back on Saturday.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, there's Anzac Day is unique.
Yes.
It's a day when everybody comes together to pay their respects for those who lost their lives and made it so that we can talk over the radio.
Absolutely, yes.
And we can walk freely down the street. And so it's a day that you don't hear any arguments or bickering like you do with some holidays. And so Anzac Day is cherished by all New Zealand.
Yes.
And
yes.
We jealously guard that impression of Anzac Day.
Yes. Indeed, yes.
And there's Kaipoi, Rangura, Amberley, all Colwyn probably, and all those Cust, Oxford, all those areas which are within your listening area. Yes, we're looking forward to it. And I know at Kaipoi we will be involved in the service at a Ahoka at 11 o'clock on the 24th in the Ahoka Hall.
Yes.
Then that evening at 6 o'clock, we go to Wood End with the Wood End Lions Club, and we have a service in the community centre, and then dawn service at about 6 on Anzac Day. And that's at the Kaipoi Cenotaph opposite Blackwell's department store. And then on 10 o'clock we have a civic service in Truslow Park. And then at 2 o'clock we join with the people of Tuahiwi in a service at their Urapa at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
So quite a busy day, Neil. There's a lot going on.
This is the first time that I personally will not be there because I'm now President of the Canterbury RSAs. I've got to spread myself around.
Get
and
out
I've
there.
Been invited to speak and lay our wreaths at South Canterbury.
Wonderful.
So I'll be going to Geraldine, Temuka, Rangitata Island, and there was another two, one at Woodbury and one at Peel Forest, and I don't know whether we can actually work those.
Make them fit in. There's a lot of ground to cover.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's a two-hour trip to Geraldine in the morning, so we'll be getting away early, and I'll get home. I'll be away probably 6 o'clock. Half past 6 on Anzac Day, and then I'll be home by probably 5-6 o'clock at night.
You'll be tired by then.
Yeah, well, yeah. Actually, my son is very kindly going to come and take me down, and I'll enjoy the trip.
You'll
of
enjoy
meeting
it.
People.
That's good.
Yeah.
Before we went to where you were telling me, Neil, about the importance of the money that you collect Poppy Day.
Yes.
And you were saying that all of those funds that are collected are returned to those Return Service Association members who are in need.
Yes. We're required to have a separate account.
Yes.
For Poppy, what we call Poppy money, and it's set aside and it's to be used 100% for the benefit and welfare of our veterans.
Yep.
And there is quite a bit of call on it, and so I can assure the people of North Canterbury here and in Rangiora, we devote all those funds to those vets who are suffering and their families. If the families need some help, and which is they've been supporting their great uncle or their grandfather or something like that.
Yes.
And we will assist them. And every claim is, we talk to the people, and it's a very confidential. Although I'm president of Kaiapoi RSA, I know how many people who are who require help, but I can't tell you their names. I wouldn't know, because that's how
you do it. Yes.
It's very strict,
and that's important.
And we have two ladies who regularly go around and check with each vet that we've got on the list, and people shouldn't be backwards in coming forwards to report. You know,
if there's any need.
If there's any need, if they get in touch with their local RSA, the president, or even the welfare officer, of course, and the assistance is there.
Yes, yes, and it's important.
People are too proud.
Yeah, that is often the case. You're absolutely right. Too proud to ask. But but that's the whole point of the collection.
Yes,
is to assist those members who are in need.
Every dollar people put in that box tomorrow will be devoted solely to the welfare benefit of veterans and their families.
I think that's so important. Neil, just in wrapping up, I know that there is a big day for everyone. You've got something planned at the Kaiapoi RSA. I believe you've got a breakfast after the dawn service.
Yes, we have.
And that's happening. What time does that take place?
7:00.
Perfect.
And tickets are available at the Kaiapoi Club.
Yes.
Just across the road from the Cenotaph, and $22. And I tell you what, once you've had this breakfast, you won't want anything for the rest of the day. There's bacon and eggs and sausages and tomatoes and hash browns and baked beans and toast and coffee and tea. And I think if they're lucky, they might get a little rum.
Oh, a nice tot of navy rum. That would be awfully nice.
Yeah.
And then you've got some entertainment on the afternoon as well. A couple of ladies doing some singing.
Yes, I think that's the club do that.
Ah, okay.
And after the 10:00 service, we all go back to the Kaiapoi Club, and we have lunch, and the entertainment comes on, and it's a day. And one of the things I like about it is that it's families. It's families' day out, and you've got the little children still going to kindergarten or preschool, right through to the high school people. And I want to pay my respects to the Kaiapoi High, Rangiora High, Oxford, and Hurunui. And we always have the head pupils speaking at our services. And I tell you what, these young people are outstanding in their contribution. And you'll find that no matter where you go in North Canterbury, the cooperation between the high schools and the RSA is phenomenal. And these young people come along and stand up, like I would predict there'll probably be about 1,000 people at the dawn service. Two young people stand up there on a cold, frosty morning, deliver some magnificent speeches. And you don't read about that in the paper. We always read about the bad things that go on. But if you went to a end of year presentation in high school like I have, you're going to really appreciate the contribution these young people are making to our community, and good luck to them.
Yeah, they're our future, aren't they, Neil? Yes, they really are. And as I say, we're just about ready to ramp up. But I just wanted to repeat, Neil. First of all, thank you for coming in, President of both the Kaiapoi now and the Canterbury Return Service Association. Yes. So Kaiapoi specifically, you have the War Memorial Service at 6:30,
followed by breakfast.
The breakfast, of course, and then the Kaiapoi Citizens Service at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
All the best for the day.
Thank you.
I know it's going to be very busy for you specifically, and you don't have too many tots of rum while you're off and out and about. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing your knowledge there of the
I'll leave you that tote bag.
Yes, I've been brought in a tote bag, and I'll proudly wear that. I'm going to pop along to the service that's held at the Sefton Cenotaph there. They do that on the night before, about 6 o'clock. They get the school children along, and they have a bit of a sing, and it's always a lovely service to attend. Yeah. But
thank you for having me.
Pleasure.
We appreciate the opportunity to speak.
It's great, Neil. Thank you so much. Neil Price, the Kaiapoi President of the RSA.
Compass FM.